USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded, Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, still battering the northern Bahamas. It has been for hours because of how slow-moving it is, only moving at about 1 to 2 miles an hour at times, which is as fast as some people walk. FEMA spokeswoman Lindsay Thompson says when it comes to the Bahamas,
it can be catastrophic.
The damage can't be fully documented as the storm is still going on, but Captain Stephen Russell of Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency says
there are significant damages to structures. There is significant flooding. Homes are flooded to almost to the roof level, and some homes surged 18 to 23 feet.
The storm still expected to be a Cat 4 or 5 when it brushes up the east coast of Florida and towards Georgia and the Carolinas on Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
It's been a rough weekend for a well-known funny man who was hurt in a rollover crash. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Comedian Kevin Hart was injured in a car accident in the Hollywood Hills early on Sunday morning. TMZ said he was riding as a passenger when his Plymouth Barracuda veered off the road and crashed through a guardrail, then went down an embankment on Mulholland Highway about 1 in the morning. He and his driver reportedly suffered major back injuries, but a woman in the car wasn't seriously hurt. Photos of the vehicle show the roof was crushed. According to TMZ, he was treated at a nearby hospital later in the day.
West Texans remembering the victims of Saturday's mass shooting that started with a traffic stop. They gathered yesterday in Odessa for the vigil a day after the gunman opened fire, killing 7 people, injuring over 20, including a young child and a cop. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There are fears of multiple fatalities after a massive boat fire near Santa Cruz Island off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, early today. The Coast Guard called to the scene for what was initially reported simply as a rescue operation. There were at least 30 people, though, on board the 75-footer when they got there. With a look at how things went at the movie theater box offices this weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Angel has fallen once again at number one, grossing $11.6 million. The Good Boys, still at number two this week, grossing $9.2 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number three with $6.7 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, coming in at number four this week, grossing $6.3 million. The Overcomer is at number five with $5.7 million. Ready or Not is number six with $5.6 million. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number seven at an even $5 million. Spider-Man Far From Home still on the charts, dropping down to number 8 with $4.3 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is at number 9 with $4.1 million. And almost tying it, coming in at number 10, the Angry Birds movie number 2. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.